There are conspiracy theories now about Sunday's Super Bowl. Let's get more on that from News Nation's Xavier Walton in New Orleans. Xavier, what are we to make of these stories that are going around about the game?
Oh, Bob, good morning to you. Good morning, everybody listening. I feel bad now. Everybody's going to blow up my inbox talking about conspiracy theories with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But no, this one has to do with the Chiefs and the referees and the... You know, a lot of people who watch football will say the Chiefs have gotten some favorable calls, some favorable flags that have gone their way over the years. That includes even in the AFC Championship game against the Bills, or whether it was the Texans, or whether it was you know, last Super Bowl. Remember, they're going for a three-peat, first time in history. And there are a lot of people out there that seem to believe that the NFL and Roger Goodell and the Chiefs from Kansas City, they're kind of working in cahoots. They've got something up, and they want that Mahomes magic to keep going for the NFL. That's at least the conspiracy I was talking about this morning.
Yeah, I know. It was bound to happen. That's a social media product. Let's talk about the security. What have you noticed? Anything different, vastly different from other Super Bowls, Xavier?
Oh, man, Bob, it is safety and security on steroids. And honestly, you got to think about it. 5 weeks ago, almost to the day, there was that terrorist attack here in New Orleans. And that's certainly not forgotten. And then when you kind of walk around and then you see the heightened level of security, I mean, everywhere you go, there's a National Guardsman or there's some sort of police officer here in the French Quarter, and you definitely can feel it. I'll say this. I actually walked around yesterday with the special agent in charge of the Super Bowl with Homeland Security, and he was telling me, man, it's personal. Like, we're from this area. A lot of my officers and special agents are from this area. Like, we take what happened on January 1st to heart, and that's why he said their job just got that much more important, not that it wasn't before, but now he's saying this could be potentially the safest Super Bowl in American history, and it's also because, you know, recently, I think it was either yesterday or the day before, President Trump came out and said, hey, I'm coming to the Super Bowl. He made plans to come to the Super Bowl, too. So when you add what happened 5 weeks ago, and then you add a presidential visit on top of that with a couple hundred extra Secret Service agents on, you know, on location, I mean, yeah, it is a fortress. And I was talking to the special agent in charge and said, I don't know if anyone would even consider doing anything, you know, malicious here, because it just would not work. This place is airtight.
Yeah, you know, when we heard that the president was going to be at the Super Bowl, and first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl, my thought was the security people in New Orleans, their reaction, and it had nothing to do with politics, was probably, oh, no, oh, no, because more layers of security now, right?
Yeah, no, that was my initial reaction, too. And that's actually, I asked that exact question to the special agent in charge I was walking around French Quarter with yesterday. And he said, actually, no. You know, what the president and his people, his detail are going to be doing, and he said he's been in constant contact with them, they're going to sort of evolve and kind of work in and weave in with the current plan that they have in place. Now, obviously, you know this, anytime a president comes to town, it really does change everybody's movements and where they're going and this and that. So it does add that layer, makes it a little more difficult. But as far as the safety aspect is concerned, at least the special agent I talked to in charge said it's not an inconvenience at all. And it had nothing to do with politics. He was just saying, honestly, we're just going to have that much more security here come Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, maybe they welcome the help of the Secret Service. Xavier Walton in New Orleans, are you going to get to stay for the game, Xavier?
I am, and I'm really excited, Bob. My first Super Bowl, so it's going to be a lot of fun, something to remember.
All right, News Nation allowing Xavier to remain there for the weekend. We hope, we think. Just don't answer your phone. Thanks for the time this morning, Xavier. Appreciate it.